There's so many different moving parts to this. I saw that the governor wants to have the seat vacated for one of the leading Democrats and is going to the state Supreme Court in that level as well.
That's the House Democratic Caucus Chair Gene Wu. He's a state rep from the Houston area. And so, yeah, he filed a 29-page motion with the state Supreme Court, quickly followed by a letter from his own attorney general saying that the governor lacked the power to do that. Only the attorney general does. There's a lot of moving parts, as you say, and those two directly conflict. Also, to add kind of intrigue to it, Texas Senator John Cornyn suggested that perhaps the FBI should get involved. And you know, what makes the backdrop of this is Cornyn's kind of is perceived to be chiming in because Attorney General Ken Paxton is. Ken Paxton is running for John Cornyn's Senate seat in 2026, so the campaign has already begun. And so they're both kind of chiming in at this point.
This would be in the Republican primary, right?
Yes, Republican primary. And so at the backdrop of this is 57 State House Democrats who are in Chicago, Boston, and New York State. And so it's interesting to see if the governor does have the power to do this. Everyone I've talked to says that they don't have the power to expel a member of the Texas House. The only one in the state constitution that has the power to do that is 2/3 majority of the House itself. And clearly that would be quorum. And one thing that we know that they don't have is quorum. So it is an interesting argument, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Governor Abbott going to the state Supreme Court. In Texas, that's an elected position. They're all 9 elected Republicans who can decide with absolutely everything the governor says. So it'll be interesting to see if they find some sort of argument to decide with Governor Abbott on that.
Chris, you mentioned the fact that Senator Cornyn was talking about getting the FBI involved. Does he allege that some federal crime has been committed here?
That's what's interesting. When you hear the term arrest warrants have been signed for these House Democrats, they're civil arrest warrants in the state of Texas, meaning they're not going to jail. They can be detained and taken back to the state capitol. But it does sound like we're talking about criminal charges. And even the attorney general has kind of mucked the waters up, Ken Paxton, by saying basically we're going to get them into the full extent of the law. And basically all we're talking about is bringing them back to the state capitol. But it's become a war of words, and it's become a battle being fought now in the media. And one of the arguments that the Attorney General Ken Paxton said was, this isn't something for the state Supreme Court, this is for trial court. And he earlier in the day had threatened to do that with all the members. And if they're not there by Friday, he's going to a judge to say they abandoned their office. And office abandonment would be the case here. Now, as we're talking about State Rep. Gene Wu, who is the caucus chair, his argument has been that they're trying to silence, his quote is, they're trying to silence my dissent by removing a duly elected official from office. It's saying that this office is not Governor Abbott's, the office is not Gene Wu's, the office is the people of Texas. So it'll be interesting. We're in day 3.
Yeah, you
in order for this to play out, to kill the special session that we're in, they're going to have to go through August 19th. So we're in day 3. So this is just going to play out. It seems to me every day is going to be a little bit more interesting.
Has anything like this happened in Texas history before?
Yes, numerous times. 2021, most recently. House Democrats fled to Washington, D.C. to kill 2 special sessions. They did that over election reform legislation. They said, blocked Texans from voting and prevented some Texans from voting. And the problem then and the problem now for the Democrats is time is on the Republican side. So in order to pull something off, in this case, as we're talking about redistricting and 5 new seats, the only way they can kill this map is basically hold out for about a year. And nobody sees that happening. So time is on the governor's side, because he can just keep calling special session after special session. The Texas legislature only meets every odd year for 140 days. The running joke has been they meet every odd year, and every even year they they all meet in the courts to fight over what they just passed the previous year. There's some truth to that. So the governor can keep calling special sessions, and there's nothing Democrats can do to stop that.
Chris, is there any danger if they were successful in doing this redistricting, the Republicans, is there any danger they take enough Republicans away from other districts that they suddenly become in play as these have been moved to districts that had more Democrats in the past?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting is you don't hear Texas Republicans talking about being in favor of this. There's been 8 redistricting hearings so far. Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro said in a couple of them, have you noticed that there's not one Republican member of Congress here arguing in favor of these? And the argument being that the redrawing of these maps, the maps were already thoroughly gerrymandered in 2021. And to try and go even further and beyond that to two things. One, violation of the Voting Rights Act, which today is the 60th anniversary of. And also, they thin out the districts that were strong for Republicans, now much thinner. And so what that means is if President Trump has a midterm like his previous midterm in 2018, it could mean trouble. They may lose seats. But it also means if he has a successful election in 2026 in the midterms, like he did in 2024, he could pick up as many as the Republicans would have 30 of the 38 congressional seats in Texas.
Chris, it's ironic that you mentioned the 60th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act signed into law by a Texan, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah, that's been a rally cry for the Democrats. In exile, I guess I guess we can call them. I've been trying to figure out a way to how to describe them. Governor Abbott referred to them as derelict Democrats. Attorney General Paxton called them the runaway Democrats. I guess we can call them exiles.
Well,
and they've been using that argument as well.
Chris, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on what is a fascinating story in Texas. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Can't wait to see what happens tomorrow.
Exactly. It'll be another chapter, I'm sure.